For 91.3 WKY News, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on medicine. When we think of healthcare and wellness, we often first think of nurses and physicians and laboratory personnel, but there are many, many others who are there for our health at all times. My guest today is Anne Bassoni, licensed clinical social work with Work-Life Connections at UK. I talked with Anne a little bit about the scope of practice of what clinical social workers do and why we need them.
Well, here at UK, we offer the free counseling program where employees get the 5 free visits per fiscal year. They're confidential visits, don't go in health records or personnel files, which is good for a lot of employees. We talk about work issues or personal issues. And within that, I think that we work well with the other medical people. Like, we get referrals from doctors, from primary care physicians, and oftentimes we will refer people on if we are talking to them in the intake. They say they haven't had a physical in 10 years. Well, we say, you might want to go and get a physical because we want to rule out any physical issue for feeling down or feeling tired or things like that. So we work well in things like that. We also will make referrals to programs like UK Wellness, whether it be the Eat Well program, Be Well program, or Move Well, because there's the mental health part, which, we know that exercise is great for depression and it's great for managing anxiety. So if that's something else that we can add for somebody, then we do that. And we also get referrals from them. So we do that. And then we also offer group work. The nurses that are in that first year program, I go out and at the 6-month mark offer a stress management reframing program for them. So all of the nurses are getting that in the first year. And we get called in for grief work, or sometimes a supervisor will call and say they are concerned about an employee. The employee is saying this, how can they help them? Or an employee is diagnosed with a terminal illness, how do they help the employee? How do they help the coworkers? So we will help them with that, whether it be group work or individual. Or if an employee actually does die, then we will go to them if they want us to. And offer services. And we'll do that in any of the counties, wherever that might be occurring. And sometimes it's just sending literature,
And you used a term of art that I've never heard before, stress management reframing. What is that?
Well, I think a lot of times stress management, we talk about some great things like exercise to manage the symptoms or yoga or, talking with people, things like that. My thing is if we can change the way we think, we can change the way we feel. So it's about cognitive reframing. How do we look at a situation and how can we explain it maybe in a way that is different from the way we have been taught to believe? So what they call cognitive distortions, how do we fix those or how do we change them so that a situation that maybe was causing you stress, if you look at it differently, might not cause you stress. So it's a little bit of prevention in a way.
I'm speaking today with Anne Bassoni, licensed clinical social worker at Work-Life Connections at UK, about the various things that licensed clinical social workers do to nurture and maintain our health. I also think of, tell me if this is way off, I think of clinical social workers as almost ombudspersons because they are tasked with really helping the individual or the group find the resources that they need that they may be unaware of. And I think that's essentially what you've been saying. But you're sort of batting cleanup for all the other healthcare providers in that person's life.
Well, and I think that the nature of social work is to look at the system. Look at what resources do people have as far as family, community, spirituality, health, and look at all those and where is it lacking and how can we find things to pin in there. So to do that, we do have to be aware of community resources, whether it's in Lexington or surrounding counties or even campus resources. And that's why I really appreciate things like UK Now and different websites you can sign up for in Lexington. So then if somebody comes in, we can say, oh, well, did you know that this was happening? And then we can hook them up with that. or we can, if there's not a resource, then sometimes we will put something together. Like Rhonda and I both noticed that we had a lot of people coming in saying they were lonely. They didn't know how to meet people because people are moving in here all the time. And Rhonda said, well, why don't we do speed friending? Instead of speed dating, let's do speed friending. And we had, I think, 30 people. We put together a program. She did some research. I did some research. We put it together. And, you know, we connected people. And I think that's kind of the big thing is about connection. And I think Brené Brown has been talking a lot about how we were, as human beings, we're wired for that connection. And whether it's an emotional one, a spiritual one, or just a physical connection, we do. We try to find those. And so part of our job is to be very aware of what's going on in the community, what's going on campus, what are some things that are going on that we can tell people about.
Anne, thank you so much. Is there anything else you'd want our listeners to know about that we haven't touched on?
No, just I think just that, you know, both Rhonda and I, we just enjoy talking to people and we enjoy finding out what's going on in people's lives and helping them make an even better life.
My thanks today to Anne Bassoni, licensed clinical social worker at UK Work-Life Connections, for talking with us about the various things that social workers do to improve our lives and our health. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky. He volunteers his time to bring important medical news to the community. You can hear more of his programs at wuky.org.